I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
We just jumped right in here, but tell us a little bit about your business and kind of how you got there.
Okay. So, I got married really young, started having kids really young. And so right about the 29, 30 year old age, you know, my husband got out of the Air Force, we moved, and I just thought, I need one selfish year. Like, I don't want to wake up when I'm 50 years old and regret all the things I didn't do. And so, you know, I sat my husband down and I was like, I really need to find something that I can do for myself. And thankfully he was really supportive. And he just said, because I think that entrepreneurial mind, you've talked about this before, we're kind of all over the place. And he's like, listen, I am with you 1,000% with whatever it is that you're going to do, but just stick with it.
No squirrel syndrome?
Yes. He's like, listen, whatever it is, I don't care. I will support you. Just stick with it. So I did. I kind of, you know, I started doing pros and cons about different things that I wanted to do. And I really ultimately, I decided like what I want out of life isn't so much like the career, but what I really wanted is I wanted clients to come in. Not clients. I didn't even know what I wanted, but I'm like, I want people to be happy when they see me. I want them to be happy when they leave. And that's the goal. So that was kind of like the major driving factor. And I thought, gosh, I love beauty. We used to do all the hair and tweezing and all this stuff growing up with all our friends at home anyway. And so I thought, oh my gosh, I love facials. I'm going to start doing those. So I went to aesthetic school and very quickly found out I was not good at them. And I thought, well, I'm committed. I can't sort it. But I just thought, okay, I don't really know what I'm going to do with this. I'm just going to see it through. And then whatever happens organically will happen. And it's so funny. That is how my career is pretty much gone in this business. I'm like, whatever, I'll just take the opportunities as they come. And if they feel good, I'm going to roll with it. And so now I'm really grateful. I've been in the salon and the studio that we've been in for almost 5 years. I have two great gals that I work with. And, you know, I think that mindset is still always there. Like, oh, I want to do more. I feel like now that I'm confident what I'm doing, I want to do a little bit more and kind of stretch my mind. Because if anything, like this year has taught me is that the second I'm stagnant, that's when I feel like the more depressed and everything, we just need those juices to flow. Mm-hmm. And so with that now, you know, I'm working in a studio. I work there 4 days a week. And, now I force one of my best girlfriends in the business to join forces with me and launch like a business school for the beauty industry.
Ugh, so awesome. Okay. I just want to point out a couple of things here. Okay. You're like, okay, like everybody does, but not everybody does this. I love that you said I need a selfish year. And I wanted to start with like, focus on what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a lot of people that start businesses with something they can do, and then they end up being not happy doing that. So I love that you flipped that around. It's amazing.
You know what? I feel like it's funny because I never thought about that, but it's true. I feel like I did all the things I was supposed to do. You know, I went to school, I didn't like it. I wasn't a very good student just because I'm kind of a daydreamer and I'm always thinking about like, what is it next? And so I'm learning to live in the now, but I really feel like I wouldn't have been able to have that selfish year. And I say like selfish with quotes because it's not really selfish. I don't know. I feel like sometimes life takes over and you're like, oh, I have all these responsibilities, and we always put ourselves last. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that anymore because of that fear. I don't want to wake up and have regret. I don't want to. And I want to show my kids too that you can be a mom and also be a good business owner, and you can be a mom and you can do, not that I do it all well at the same time, but you know.
Balance. It's all about balance.
I just want them to know that you can do multiple things. There is an and in everything that you do. And yeah. I just kind of want to lead by example. Like, that's a legacy I hope that I leave to them. It's not so much like what I am doing. I just want them to see, like, we can do hard things. And then if that doesn't work for us, we can switch and pivot and do something else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And thankfully, like I said, if it wasn't for my husband, I really, without his support, where he was literally doing everything, I wouldn't have been able to do all of this. So yeah. There's always somebody, you know, whether it's a friend or a husband or parent, whatever, that you have to have some support there. Otherwise doing all the things are really hard.
That is a fact. Yes. And then you found a passion in it. And I love, so as a client, you guys, I am a client. This is how we met. She's doing my lashes, which are amazing. Yes. We've talked a lot about lashes on my shows.
Oh, good.
It's ridiculous.
Drama, I love it.
But I mean, yeah, I think that you are, like, you nailed it. I was super happy to go in and we had an amazing conversation and I left with gorgeous lashes and I left happy. So success all the way around.
That's my favorite thing. Honestly, I'm like, I don't think I could do this job, which I know, like, every artist has their own style and some people really have to focus on what the task that's in front of them, because it is hard to lash people, but I really love the conversation. And I, you know, we talked about this. I'm like, I love the people I get to meet and the conversations that we have almost as much as I like doing the lashes. Like, I just love the combination of both. I'm like, it fuels everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. I leave the day and I'm exhausted, but I've had a really good day and I'm like, that's the goal really. Like for me, like that is goals, is life, is enjoying what you're doing while you're there. Since most of the time we spend most of our daytime working on something, whether it's from home or a business, whatever.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that is definitely a key to, I mean, obviously we want to focus on happiness, but, the fact that you're even taking that. So like you took a leap, started your business. Now you've been in your studio for 5 years, you said, mm-hmm. and now you're like, okay, what else can I do? Like, how can I increase that more? And the fact that you're like, you're okay, how can I help other businesses like grow and do this more? So talk to me a little bit about like the new business model and what you guys are sort of working towards for sure. And, I just want to hear all about that and how you're kind of going to set that up.
Okay. So it's still very early on. I have had this yearning to help others. Because I do feel like when I kind of announced like, hey, I'm going to beauty school, go to aesthetic school. You know, I had so many girlfriends that were so quick to like, if you need anything, let me know when I'm willing to help you. People that have been established in the business. And so they were, anytime I needed anything, I felt like I had at least 5 people I could turn to. And so I feel like I've always had that passion to help people. And it isn't about the money. It really is like a yearning, like I want to help people. And I have realized like in my 5 years, I've gone through a lot of stuff as a business owner and there's a lot of stuff. You learn how to do things when you're in school. I imagine it's the same thing when you graduate from college, you know, you learn how to do a lot of things, but there's the business side that they don't teach you anything about. And I just keep thinking, I'm like, if we could save people 2 or 3 years of pain, you know, those growing pains, why not? We have the ability to, like I said, I only work the 4 days a week. And so, you know, my kids are older. I have a little bit more time. And if it's something that kind of fuels my passion, then I'm all for it. And I'm kind of that way. Like if it feels good, I'm just going to roll with it. So, I've been thinking about it for a really long time. And so, my girlfriend, Mandy, she owns a studio downtown too. She has employees. So we're kind of in different places. I've had employees. And I just kind of realized like, I really like doing my own thing. Especially with this year, the way it's gone, I'm like, I want to do what feels good. So I'm doing my own thing. I really want to focus on my clients and what I'm doing and then have that on the side with her support. So I did, like a couple weeks ago, I said, you know, I'm forcing you to partner up with me. I have this idea and I think it'd be awesome to do this business school. And I said, I am really good with like the business side. I love budgets. I love numbers. I love like the client, like management, I guess, of the whole thing, like having the rules. I like having those in place. But I said, I can't do it without your marketing side, which she is a genius at that. It's Mandy over at Remedy and AMPA. And she, my goodness, she can build logos, websites. You know, and it's one of those things where like over the last few months, she's like, you know, I was really annoyed that I couldn't find a GIF that would work for my stories on Instagram. So she's like, I did a little bit of research and I figured out how to do it. And I'm like, who does that? Because my brain doesn't work that way. And so I just, you know, the more she would talk like that, I'm like, I'm forcing. I'm like, I'm sorry, we have to do this. And I didn't know, but she was also, you know, she's been launching some digital products. She's like, yeah, I think that this would be a really great thing for our industry. If we could elevate our industry and kind of help people with those growing pains, like, I think we have a really good thing going. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we had our very first meeting last week. Like I said, we're in different places. I met her at Jabbers in Nampa. It's like this little like kid place where kids go and do imaginary play. So it's hilarious. I'm like, hey, if that's easier, I will meet you. I can do that. So yeah, we're kind of just building it as we go. And so far we just have, basically what we're thinking is that we want to do like an actual little university where, you know, it's several weeks where we talk about like how to set your business up properly. Do you, you know, like I know a lot of people were doing business with Venmo when that's really not a, you know, they just didn't realize it's not a really good way to do business because you still get audited. That's not like free cash type thing.
Right.
you know, and then also like just how to handle different like disputes and just a lot of those little things that come across, you know, your workday and you don't really know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we just have a long list of things that we kind of experienced the other day. And I'm like, oh, this is a great thing to talk about. So we're hoping to expand this thing. It's just a few hours, a couple times, you know, probably two or three times a week for a few weeks and just touch on those subjects. We really want to hit all of the different types of learning styles. I'm really good at like auditory. And if I can see it in writing, that helps me retain information a little bit better. She's totally different. And so we're like, gosh, if we can hit all of those different, you know, types of learning, we can really get out there. So we don't really know where this is going. We have a passion. I think we have a pretty solid foundation of what we want to teach. And it's all kind of in one big package deal. We're not really teaching anything Lash related. Right. It's just more on the business side.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they don't really teach you a whole lot when you're in beauty school.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. You learn the skills, but not how to actually run the business part. Yeah.
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 So yeah, I don't know. We're really excited. Like I said, I don't really know where we're going, like what exactly we are going to be doing, but we are launching it. We're forcing a launch in the next couple months, you know, and it's one of those things I'm like, I'm petrified, but I'm doing it anyway. And with your support, I feel better. I don't know why just having like someone there to kind of like, okay, I'm freaking out. Me too. Okay. Well, let's do it anyway. The support just feels so much better.
Yeah.
It's less scary when you're doing it alone. So I applaud anyone that does. I'm like, gosh, it's just too easy to talk yourself out of it, you know? And it's just kind of one of those things where you're like, I have to be stubborn enough to not like find every excuse in the book to not do something. And I am the queen of that.
Listen, we all are.
Yes.
So I love, there's a couple of things in here that, that I just want to point out for everybody listening, because for one thing, like we just said, you already focused on like, here's my passion and I want to grow it more in helping people in my industry, not have to go through those same struggles. Cause here's the lessons I learned and here's how I can help. But then you also said, here's what I'm good at and here's what I'm not good at. And then you found somebody who's good at that. So like that collaboration and partnership for support, like those things are just absolute keys for success. And then also just saying, we don't know what we're doing, but we're putting together a structure and we're going to try it. And it may work and it may not. And then you'll shift and you'll do something different.
It really is. That's exactly what it is. It has taken me years to understand, like, it's okay that I'm not good at something. I can find someone that is. It's okay that maybe this project isn't perfect, but we'll launch it, we'll help a couple people, and then we'll shift to whatever it can be and make it better. So I guess I've reached a point where I'm not afraid of failing. I'm not so much afraid even of what like people might think, which was a huge debilitating point, I think, in my 20s. And now that I'm in my 30s, there's a little bit of confidence that goes with that. And I love it because now I know I can do the hard things. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And I can just kind of like dust myself off, feel better, and move on instead of sitting in that space for a long time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that is like that alone. If you can just share that message with people. Yeah. So much. Awesome. So what are some of the biggest things that you have found, I guess, in terms of like in your industry and in your lane in running a business, what are some of the biggest like aha moments or things that you've discovered that you're wanting to include in this course? I just want kind of, I'm going to pull some of the good info out of you.
Preview. So one of the biggest things is you don't have to service everyone. It is okay that you are not the person for everyone, which I have now realized, like we've talked about when we were even doing your consult, when you're like, okay, I want them to still look kind of natural, but I want them to be full, you know, just with your lashes. And I love the mega volumes. I appreciate all of the, like the beauty in that, but that's not my style and it's okay. So when people are looking through my work and they see that I don't have the big, thick, I don't do the big, thick lashes, you know, I'm not attracting that type of clientele and it's okay. I don't enjoy it, but I appreciate the artistry of it. So I think that was one of the biggest things. Like, it's okay if we're not a match for each other. I totally understand. It's not personal anymore. And you can find someone that is a good fit for you. And through that process, oh my gosh, through that process, I seriously have found like my people. Everyone that I see on a day-to-day basis, I'm like, oh, I love that person. They're so great. And it's the same thing. Okay, well, you know, like everybody comes, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, it's a girlfriend I haven't seen in a really long time. And it is the best. And it's, I think, realizing that it's okay that you're not the artist for everyone. It's okay that not everyone in our valley comes to see me. It's totally okay.
Yep.
So yep. That's a huge, 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 I think, like aha moment for most new artists.
That's, you know what, that's an incredible point. I think not even just for your industry or for local business, but like literally for anybody to realize that it's okay. You're not here to serve everybody just to be your people, right?
Right. Yeah. And we enjoy each other. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. I enjoy them. They enjoy coming in. It's great. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm like, listen, if you don't like purple, I mean, we're going to have a problem.
It's so great.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh man. Okay. And, what is, let's see, what's one of the biggest mistakes that you made, in your business and that you kind of overcame or shifted from?
I think the very first year that I was in business, our taxes have always been super simple, and I hate admitting this because it's kind of embarrassing, but it's a huge learning opportunity for a lot of people. So we weren't really sure what we were doing, and we were taking advice from everyone, and we ended up getting audited because we made a mistake on our taxes. Yeah. And it was one of those things where, like, you know, you get a letter from the IRS and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to jail. Nothing crazy like that happened, obviously. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, okay, the only way you just have to get through it. And the worst thing that can happen is you just pay more in taxes. And once we started working and we got a really good good accountant. So our CPA, she works with me. She's amazing. She's local here too. But I think is not being cheap in certain things within your business. And really the CPA expenses are worth every single penny. So I think that was one of the biggest mistakes we made my very first year. And like I said, our audit probably took about a year because most of it included personal things that, you know, unlike your business, you don't keep those records as well as you do with business. And so anyway, it was mostly personal stuff that, you know, once they pull you to audit you, then they go back and look a few years in the past. So anyway, it was just a nightmare. Yeah. I lost some sleep. And once I realized, like, you know, the worst that can happen, I just have to pay a little bit more. I've learned from this. Never don't go without a CPA.
So true.
Yes. But and now I know, like, now my business is structured well. Like, I've got really good, like, systems in place. And so I'm very grateful that it happened at the beginning of my career instead of, like, 5 years in where you're, I don't know. I honestly don't know what would happen. I mean, everything is set up right now, but if I had continued and allowed my business to be a mess on the back end, I wouldn't have learned what I know now. And I wouldn't have understood the importance of having really good systems like your CPA, maybe somebody that, you know, just a million little things like that. But yeah, that was a huge mistake. I've learned a lot from that. But you just don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. I mean, first of all, do not be embarrassed, because I think we even talked about this, like, you're starting a business because it's something that you're passionate about, mm-hmm. and not because you're like, oh, I want to learn how to run a business. Like,
no,
the fact that you made that mistake early is probably a huge benefit. And I'm going to guess, is that part of the reason that you're so good with the numbers and the budget and the structure, because you learned that lesson so early?
1000%. Honestly, it's one of those things where you're like, what, you know, I'm grateful that that happened when it happened, and I'm grateful we got to learn from it. But yeah, it's not so much, I mean, it's embarrassing just because you don't know what you don't know. But yeah, when you go into any type of trade school or anything like that, they don't teach you how to do consoles. They don't teach you, like, why maybe it would be more important to, you know, still talk about that with every appointment as opposed to just one time and done, or just your paperwork or the legalities of having, like, insurance and all of those things. Like, a lot of times I feel like what I have found in the industry is that we don't realize that we are business owners. The second we graduate, we open our doors for business. We are business owners. We're not artists. So we can be both, but we're business owners. And so I think that's the gap where we're hoping to fill with this course that we're launching.
Ugh, so amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
So where can people find information about you or follow you so that they can be part of this journey as you guys are developing this?
So I am on Instagram at Radiate Beauty. And then also on Facebook. So Facebook, even my website is radiatebeauty.com. So yeah, you can find me all at Radiate Beauty, and I'll send you all my links so you have that in case anybody's interested.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And you guys, as she gets some of this stuff developed, we'll see if we can't include some of it in the content toolbox. So it will be there for access later. Awesome. And are there any final tips or anything that you want to share before we head on out?
I think one of the biggest things is just try new things. Don't be afraid to try and fail. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether you're like, oh, I want to bring in some new retail, or I want to bring in an employee and kind of see how that goes. Just ask, you know, like I hope that most people around them, I have a really good network of other artists in our business. And so the importance of networking with people, I can't even tell you how significant it has been in my business. And really, there's room for everyone on the top. You know, I think all those little nuggets, just networking, not being afraid of asking other people questions, or asking people that are a couple steps ahead of you some questions. And then also learning from your mistakes. Like, a lot of the times whenever I do specials, which are not very often, or just random things that I try, I kind of make notes on how that went, my stress level. And then next year when I go to do it again, I'm like, okay, that didn't quite work. Maybe that wasn't so worth it. And so it's just kind of about keeping notes. I keep notes about everything, to-do list, because the second it comes in, if I don't write it down, it's gone.
That is so true. What a fantastic tip. I love that.
Yeah. So I just kind of keep notes, and I do that with everything. Honestly, we did a little fundraiser for our kids' school last year. And I keep notes about, like, how much everybody made, whether it was worth it, what I would do next year. Well, it's still fresh in my mind. And then when I review it the next year, I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I would do and this is what. And it all comes back to you a little bit differently than if you just try to remember in that moment and you're crunching things. So yeah, just don't be afraid to try, make notes, and then pivot.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, like golden nugget, mic drop right there at the end. Just total. I love that tip. That's fantastic. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And you guys, Martha is number 98 here, our last guest before episode 100. So celebrate that.
Yay. Awesome.
All right. Thank you again. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.